the day.
This week's theme here at Fact of the Day is public transport.
Okay.
Interesting public transport around the world.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to start today.
No, sorry, that was genuine. It sounded like I was being
insincere.
Sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah. It did.
I meant it. No, Vaughn, I'm excited. Tell me about the trains and stuff.
Here it comes then. You've won me back over. We go to the Philippines today.
Okay.
Because we were actually talking yesterday. You know, you did your 5-year plan.
Yes.
And did that include some travel?
Yes.
Yeah, so we didn't have that much of a serious, but then we talked about where we'd like to go next,
right.
Sade and I.
I'm going to go to the Philippines.
I want to go to the Philippines.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'd love to go to the Philippines. I've not been.
I've had a few friends go lately and the stories look insane.
Yeah, they
beautiful.
Look amazing.
The beaches and stuff look amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to go to the Philippines. And then this popped up and I was like, okay, this is the in.
Okay.
Because we go to the Philippines for today's fact of the day as well.
Okay.
This saves me so much money on airfares because technically I'm going to be like, where have we been?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Just as good.
Just to hear a story about their public transport.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of the jeepney?
The jeepney?
The jeepney.
Kind of, but this well predates the Suzuki Jimny.
Okay.
In World War II, the Americans had quite a few bases around the Philippines. And, of course, the American World War II vehicle of choice was the Willys Jeep.
Yeah.
I'd love one. You know I'd love one.
I know you do. I know you'd love one.
You know I'd love one. Get a uniform. Fang around the sand, pretending I'm in North Africa without any of the associated danger.
Yep.
Of being in North Africa in World War II.
Yep.
That's such a cool car. Well, after the war, a lot of the stuff was too expensive to ship home, so it just got left behind. Ask any island in the Pacific that had docks and stuff built. In Auckland, our very own Shed 10 was built by the Americans, wasn't it, for World War II?
Thank you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. They built that.
Thank you.
Cut of the venue hire now?
Oh, they do, yes, the American Army. That's how they're affording all the bombs and such.
Okay. Mm.
And, of course, American soldiers also impregnated a lot of Wellington women, but we'll talk about that later. Now, in the Philippines...
Yeah, hot, though, eh? Like,
thank you.
It was really hot.
Yeah.
They had a sexy uniform in World War II.
Yeah.
Ask the ladies of Wellington.
Some of the best.
Yeah. if Grandma goes, every time... Oh, I'd probably be great-grandma by now. Every time the American National Anthem plays,
That's
there's a 95% chance she sleep with the serviceman.
She's getting a bit of a flutter.
She was serviced by a serviceman.
Mm. Yeah.
And anyway, we digress.
We do.
Hot soldiers. Americans just left behind the Jeeps because the cost of getting them home wasn't worth it. They just left them behind. Now, the Filipino people were like, we're not going to let these go to waste.
Well, would you?
Eat every part of the chicken, as the old saying goes.
Yeah.
And so they turned them into public transport. But the problem is... they're only a 2-seater.
Yeah.
So they would get two of them and cut them in half, join them together, and then weld in some more bits and pieces. And ladies and gentlemen, they were left with what has become I'm still listening to Andrea Bocelli from before. an iconic mode of public transport in the Philippines called a jeepney.
Oh,
a jeep from Jeep. And I believe jitney was a horse-drawn carriage that was...
kind of like a stretched jeep.
A public transport, a stretched
looks
out
like a bit,
jeep.
Looks like a bit like the South American buses.
It looks a bit like a Disney park, you know, when you go to like a...
a comical, small...
little
jeepney.
Bus.
So yeah, they're stretched
out.
They predate, you know, if you go to a lot of other Southeast Asian countries, I can speak to Thailand and Cambodia, there's the little trucks, the K-class trucks with just the row of seats in the back and you just jump on and away you go.
Mm.
But they're hired... and you pay the driver. This is actual public transport. But the drivers take such pride in them that they decorate them and paint them.
Oh, my God, I love that.
I absolutely love them, and I simply must now go to the Philippines.
And have one.
And buy one and bring back the jeepney. Well, you love a stretched Humazine.
I don't.
He just loves
a
Humazine.
I went in a Humazine once.
And you loved
it.
You got the T-shirt.
I'm a Humazine girl, it says.
Yeah. Hummers and Humazines. That's what his T-shirt says.
That's exactly what it says.
So this would be right up your rally too, I think. And then I'll take you for a ride in my jeepney when I bring it back. So today's fact of the day and the first of public transport week is in the Philippines, old World War II jeeps that were left behind by American soldiers have been turned into public transport called jeepneys.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If she thinks, man, I've had a shit Mother's Day, it's not on me. Okay, you're not my mum. That's the kids. The kids should have been best behaviour, and they chose not to, okay?
Yeah.
They chose to give you crappy presents. They chose to complain at the nice breakfast we made. I'm just there, I'm helping, but it's, sorry, mate.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.